We have a couple of in-guest studios. We'd like to welcome Jim Dale and Sheriff Jesse Thomas, both here representing the Red Kettle Campaign for the Salvation Army. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Good morning.
It's that time of year. It's that time of the season where it's Christmas is upon us. The holidays are here, and that means the Red Kettles are going to be coming out. And Jim, I guess we'll start with you. You've been doing this for a few years now, and how long has that? I'm not picking you up on that microphone.
Doing?
Here we go. All right. I think Rich had it clicked off. That's much better. You've been doing this for a few years now. Tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army and where the money goes. What do you do with the money that
sure.
you collect?
Just so that you know, the Red Kettle Campaign is the only way we have of having money to be able to utilize and to help those in need. So that's it. We don't get it any place else. So this is very, very important to us. The next 7.5 weeks are what we have to deal with for this next year. Some of the things we do in social services happen to be people have emergency needs for housing, for clothing, for gasoline, for heating expenses. All of a sudden they can't make their bill. Emergency travel. These sort of things, these people can't handle that. We look at that as being something that should be able to be provided. And it's on a short-term basis. We get our referrals from law enforcement, from ministers, from other social workers who are saying, okay, you can get into our system, but if you need it in a short time, what you need to do is talk to the Salvation Army. And we have a social worker in Faribault. And it's her job to help all of these people to get registered, to listen to their story, to try and determine what we can do as a Salvation Army to help them. And that's our social services. Last year, we programmed every month $4,000 for that. So in other words, $48,000 is what mm-hmm. we were looking at. Yep. And this year, we're looking at a 30% increase. Just because of what's happened in the last 4 months of our fiscal year. We just finished that. And the $4,000 a month went to $6,500 a month and to $7,200 a month. And that has to do with the cost of living. You know, everything has gone up. We all face that in terms of what it costs us to heat our homes, to run our vehicles, to pay our rent. Those sort of things.
And having an organization that can step in a situation like that, nimble enough to step in immediately and make an impact is, you fill a void that would be there otherwise. And I imagine, Sheriff Thomas, you could probably attest to that. You have probably referred you or your agency, you know, the Rice County Sheriff's Office, has probably referred quite a few people.
Yeah, so we have vouchers that we can give out. After hours, so if Kathy's not in office and it's, say, it's 10 o'clock at night and somebody's ran out of gas or they need a place to stay for the night because something happened at home and they don't have the funds to stay to pay for it themselves, we can issue a voucher, and that is like the after hours. So we have a lot of different options and what things we can do. And the nice thing with Kathy is she knows all the different programs out there. So if somebody comes to the Salvation Army for help and she can find a different means for help other than the Salvation Army, she'll have them take that route first because sometimes they can get more money that way. So she's very knowledgeable in that stuff.
All right. Now, that's social services is one aspect of it. And that takes up a pretty good chunk
absolutely.
of what we have all locally here. But it's not the only thing that the Salvation Army provides help to.
Well, last year, our budget was about $63,000. And of that, we decided it would have to be $48,000 for social services. The other things are we do shop with a cop. We just finished that. And we program out $5,000 for that. And that amounted to 12 kids over at Walmart in Faribault, 12 kids at Target here, shopping with law enforcement officers. And that's been going on for quite some time. Very, very successful program, seen by a lot of people as being extremely positive. This year we found that those here in Northfield, met with the families beforehand, went into the homes, met the kids, so there was less apprehension when they came to Target. They knew who they were going to see, who they were going to shop with. And we could see ourselves from the outside that this really made for a much easier transition. Along with that, we do a camping program for kids. And we were asked in Faribault 2 years ago to join their backpack program if we could. We provided them with $5,000 worth of backpacks, which was 600 backpacks. We did it again this year. They gave out over 1,000 backpacks in Faribault, and of which 500 of them were ours that we were able to give them. We also provide some holiday meals for the various organizations that happen to be in Northfield, be it Lonsdale, Faribault, wherever, Morristown, whoever sees something that they would like to provide for the community, they certainly can contact us and see if we can provide them with those sort of things. And one other little program we did this last year and the year before was to provide shoes for kids that couldn't afford them, youngsters that were just starting school or were in the primary grades. And we were able to provide a couple $1,000s worth of shoes for them so that they were going to school with new shoes and looking good.
Wow. A lot of different areas of our society right here in Rice County. And let's talk about how you raise those funds. You talked about how important they are. 100% of it all comes from the Red Kettle campaign, which is going to be starting up. Who wants
tomorrow.
To tell us about
tomorrow.
That? It's tomorrow already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Starting early.
All right. We're just a couple of weeks. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. So
we're into that week.
Yeah, we're into that week. Tell us about the campaign.
Well, the campaign is such that it's just starting to formulate. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to make contact with anybody and everybody. We're sending out emails to those that have rung in the past. We're on the radio. We're in the newspapers. We're saying, please look at registertoring.com. You can get online if that's what you care to do, or you can call me directly, and I'd be more than happy to accommodate you. Right now in Northfield, I just looked half an hour ago, and we need 6 different positions filled this weekend in Northfield. That's 12 hours, because our shifts are usually 2 hours apart, and we start at 8 in the morning, we end at 6 in the evening. And we ring in Northfield at Family Fair and at Cub Foods. In Faribault, we ring at Fairway, Hy-Vee, and at Walmart. And then we also have McInthune's in Lonsdale, where mm-hmm. we have a kettle. So we'll be manning those. But I want everybody to know, if you don't see a kettle in front of those places, the reason is nobody signed up to ring. And if we don't have people there, we don't collect the money. Because if there's no one there, we pick up the kettle. And then we put it back out again when someone's going to ring. It makes my life much easier and everybody else in those communities if we know that for those hours of 8 to 6, they're completely filled. But that's just the nature.
Yeah, and once again, to do that, you go to registertoring.com. And when you type in, I would imagine, either Northfield or Faribault or wherever you would like to ring the bell at.
Correct. I think the first thing it says, are you an individual or a group?
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage groups. You know, we've got 4-H groups, we've got athletic teams, we've got churches, we've got apartment buildings that are taking up an entire day where they said, hey, give it to us, let us ring, you know, that day will be ours. So you hit either the individual or the group, and then at that point in time, it'll say, where do you want to ring? Okay, put in your area code, your zip code. And then from there, it'll give you what town, and from there, what location.
Mm-hmm.
So you can even make it a competition. So if you have a couple churches and they want to make it a competition and see who raises the most money, we keep track of how much money we make each 2-hour slot at each location. So I've said this before, is if you don't want to give us a couple bucks, it's more important to give us your time. Time we can never give you back, of course, but... it's something that's very valuable because your 2 hours generates a lot more money than you really think.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. And you have something started off new this year. We had Don Popick in earlier this week to talk about the Little Kettle campaign.
That's right.
It's part of the Red Kettle campaign, mm-hmm. but you kind of added a new twist to it.
It's a counter kettle, mm-hmm. and it's going to be in various businesses. We have them in all our communities, Lonsdale, Morristown, we're here in Nerstrand and Faribault. They're going to be in businesses, sitting on their counter, waiting for you to put some money in. Okay, and it's just another way to make this happen. And don't be bashful. You certainly can put a check in there, as well as the change mm-hmm. that you get back from the cashier. We're not trying to take away tips that the local people are getting at that particular establishment. But for the next 7 weeks, we're encouraging the people, whoever it might be, put your money in that copper counter kettle or join us outside. And make sure you put some money in the kettle, please.
Yeah, very important stuff. And once again, if you have a group, get the group together. It's fun doing it. I really like it. It really kind of brings the holidays to you. People are in a good mood when they do that. You see your friends and your family and people you haven't seen in a while. You can talk to them. It's it's a good thing to do, and you feel good doing it. So sign up for that.
We also encourage music. If you play an instrument, or if you've got two or three, or yourself would like to sing, whatever you want to do, we encourage that, because that brings people in, mm-hmm. and that feeling and that appreciation for what they're providing certainly contributes into the Red Kettle.
All right. Sounds like fun. I play the bell. That's it. I don't do that well.
That's what I do, too.
I can get people's attention with that. But, yeah, great idea. You know, maybe if you have, like, a little choir or something yep. with the church
exactly.
choir would like
yep.
to get together and do something good. Wonderful. Gentlemen, anything else about the Salvation Army or the Red Kettle campaign that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, I guess I can give my phone number.
Oh, sure.
Okay. If you desire to ring and need some assistance in trying to figure out when and where or how, call me at 715-733-0575. I realize that's a Wisconsin number. But I moved here 12 years ago from Wisconsin, and with the hundreds of people that had my cell phone number, I decided to just keep it rather than change it. So it's 715-733-0575.
And for our listeners out there in Northfield anyway, the guy's wearing a Raiders sweatshirt on, so he's okay with us.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
All right. Sheriff Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Certainly appreciate it. Congratulations on your win on Election Day as well.
Thank you to all the voters out there. I appreciate it.
And this is the first time you've actually had a run for office. So.
Correct.
All right. Good deal. Well, congratulations. We look forward to talking to you here for the next 4 years. Jim, we look forward to seeing you probably out in the bell. The next time you see me, I'll be wearing gloves and hat and mittens and everything and getting ready to ring the bell.
That'll probably be
wonderful.
Tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. All right. We'll see you guys.
See ya.
Once again, Jim Dale and Sheriff Jesse Thomas with the Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army.